This is Blockbuster Nostalgia, brought to you by People's Choice Video. People's Choice Video, rent, buy, sell, trade in, movies, films, also other movies.
Cinema. games, filmes.
Yeah.
That's the French exactly. Say.
Video games, yeah, adult films.
All the good stuff.
Do it.
The following podcast contains two drunk jerks.
And sometimes they're friends.
Using obscene language and spoiling movies from the 80s.
So sit back and enjoy this audio experience.
Hey, blockheads, and welcome back to Blockbuster Nostalgia. The movie podcast is counting down the biggest hit movies of the 1980s, one by one. I'm E.G. Seitz.
I'm Francisco Landin.
By now, you know the deal. We're going back. We're recapping. We're doing some fast remembrances of our previous adventures.
Yeah, we're going back 10 years ago when we first started this.
Yep.
When the podcast first started on the cusp, yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
It was like three.
It was just us, Mark Maron, yep. And that was it.
Yeah, it was Mark Maron and then Doctor Podcast.
Yeah, there was a Doctor Podcast and then a young Joe Rogan. 18-year-old Joe Rogan started up.
18-year-old when we started this.
We rubbed his bald head and called him kiddo.
Yep.
Yep.
Currently, 45-year-old Joe Rogan at the time was 18 years old when we first started this.
Yeah, well, podcasts age you. You know, it's like being the president.
Exactly. Yeah, you just come out way, way more gray.
Yep. Way worse. Way worse than you went.
That's
the podcast.
Not
life.
Worth it. I say. Yeah. Not worth it. Actually, very worth it. You get to be the president.
The podcast thing, though, not worth it.
Not worth it. No. Yeah. No.
The president thing.
We've been doing this for 10 years and we're in destitute.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
President, though, you get your own plane. You get people that forever security guards.
You get security guards forever. That's interesting. That's weird, right?
No, it's pretty rad, actually, I think.
It is pretty cool. It's like friends that also will take a bullet for you. And they're way younger than you.
They're actually obligated to jump in front of any danger.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Which, if you know any of my friends... Have. Nope. None of my friends will do that shit for me at all.
Not a chance.
And vice versa.
Yeah.
Yeah. What, am I taking a bullet for you? Nah, you probably deserve it.
Yeah. You probably did some shit.
You're garbage. Yeah. If you weren't, you wouldn't be my friend.
Yeah. Yeah. You definitely deserve that. You piss some people off.
Speaking of pissing people off, let's start with the first movie.
Let us start with this movie won't piss you off because it's fucking great.
No, that's
actually, why. That's true, actually. We do have a bit of a...
A scandal.
Disagreement. A scandal, yes. A scandal, one might say. We're talking about Rocky IV.
Rocky IV.
Sly Stallone's fourth.
Punchy one.
Yeah, fourth punchy one where he punches a lot.
Yeah, as opposed to the shooty one.
Yeah, as opposed to the shooty one.
Yeah. I feel like if I asked...
any of the girls that have been on the podcast.
Yeah, which one is which. There's a punchy one. There's a shooty one. This is the fourth punchy one. This is the one where he solves the Cold War. Stops the Cold War in its tracks.
Yep.
By punching a human being half to death.
That's right. And ever since then, we've had no problems with Russia. And
the world has
been at peace.
Yeah. We've been, we're like hand in hand now.
All fear of nuclear warfare has gone away.
Yep.
There's never been an issue with that sense. So
nope. We're that's good. It. Yeah, we're exactly. We're allies.
Yeah.
In every aspect.
Allies forever with Russia. Yep. I mean, obviously, they're very good friends with our president. I mean, what more can you say?
Yeah, exactly. Our president's our best friends.
Yeah.
they're bros.
Like exactly. They're going on like picnic dinners and shit together.
Yeah, they are. They're like riding horses and shit.
Exactly.
Together.
They're going, they have like slow-mo running down the beach together scenes, just like in Rocky III, actually, not Rocky IV, but
still.
You get the point.
I wish that they would do that. I feel like I would like them more.
Oh, if Putin and Trump were just running on a beach together?
Yeah, if they were always seen doing like bromance stuff together.
Yeah.
Like they're always going like to the operas and like or like picnics and
horseback riding together. Yeah, yeah, I like it.
Like the Instagram feed is all just them hanging out all the time.
Or be pretty
like
good
Mondays and it's like just them eating Cheetos and watching fucking Housemaiden. Yeah, like that. I would be like, oh, how cute our presidents are.
You know, they should. Putin needs to move into the White House. I think is what you're saying.
Oh, that'd be great.
That would be the best reality show if it was just Putin and Trump in the White House together.
I would love that shit. That'd be I would also amazing, love to see how people would defend that.
Yeah, that's true too.
Yeah. How like Fox News would defend that? I would love to see how they would be like, no, it's fine.
He's like, no, it's cool. He has a sleeping bag in the main bedroom. Just yeah. right there it's, next to it's called Trump International and Melania are. Yeah.
Affairs. Yeah, I can. I would love that shit. That'd be great.
Or no, they put bunk beds in the main bedroom.
Oh my god! In the oh my god! Like bunk beds.
It's like
in
a stepbrothers thing.
That'd be so cool.
Ah, oh, that'd be really good.
Ah man, I would be all about. I might consider voting for Trump for Trump term,
just to see just that so we 4 can get more hilarity.
Yeah, doesn't get more Trump and fucking Putin bromance stuff, dude.
Best friends forever.
Yeah, they're just like running around, getting tired and stuff, and like he's there all the time. Like they walk in together for his conferences or whatever, his State of the Union shit. And then Putin takes a seat and he gives him like a lot of thumbs up.
Yep. Every time he says something, he's like, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Or like he's the one that laughs super hard at all the jokes. All the like, jokes. Ha! Yeah. And then they leave together. That friendship high-fiving. Bracelets. Yeah. I like that show.
That's a good show. Anyway, Comedy Central, call us.
Yeah.
Let's make it happen.
Anyway, this movie, I thought the worst of the Rocky movies.
Which is crazy. This movie is
yeah, it's terrible. Awesome. It wasn't the worst. Five is the worst.
Five is the worst. We can all agree on that.
But this movie's terrible. It's not good.
It's good.
Three is way better. Good movie. Oh my god! It is so. The fights are just the hardest punches that they could ever throw, nonstop.
Have you seen Dolph Lundgren? He is a monster.
He is a monster. But
and Sly Stallone has to fight him.
Also, Sly Stallone is 4'9".
Yes.
Yeah. And they have to pretend like they're the same size.
No, they don't pretend at all that they're the same size. He towers over him.
Yeah, because Dolph Lundgren is supposed to be like 8 feet tall.
Yeah. No, yeah. I mean, I think they announced Sly at like 6 foot and they announced Dolph Lundgren at like 6'8" or
that's
something
right.
like
they
that.
They announced Sly at 6 foot and we were like,
yeah.
Come on, man.
Come on. Yeah, but they also over, I mean, this is a thing in all the Rockies. I think they announce them either at 6 foot or 6'1" and like 205 pounds or 220 pounds or something like that.
Yeah.
Which he fully admits he was like 165, yeah. 170.
He looks it.
And he's like 5'10 or whatever.
Yep.
But
yeah, and I think he's like 5'9", 5'8".
Something like that. Yeah. He's like 5'9", 5'10".
It also, it's just a bunch of fucking montages with two fights in
it. It's a lot of montages.
It's a shit ton of montages.
This is the movie, we talk about it a little in the podcast, but this is the movie that all the other movies that make fun of Rocky are actually making fun of this movie.
Part four, yeah.
Because this is the one that is 15 montages, one, or actually several crazy fights where it's just people killing each other.
Yeah, yep.
Literally in
two
one case.
Two fights, yep. Yeah. Three, two fights.
It also has maybe the best ring entrance of all time when Apollo Creed comes out with James Brown.
That's right. Yeah, he does. Hell yeah, he does. I have that record, amazing. Like on vinyl.
Oh, the James Brown record?
Yeah, the James Brown Rocky one.
Oh, it's really good.
But it also has the awesome Russian entrance too.
Mm-hmm. Where it's like the choir and it's like a million Russian choir boys.
Goes up from the ground or some
shit? Oh yeah, and the first one he just raises up from the ground like he's, I don't know, Kane or The Undertaker or some shit. Yeah.
Like he's Kevin Hart in his last special. That's watch right. it. He does that. He just jumps out of the ground. He comes up from the ground.
A groundhog of a man.
But it seemed ridiculous back then, but I don't know if you've seen the last couple of fights.
Did you see the Wilder Fury?
Did
fight?
You see that fight?
That was insane.
They came out with like circus performers and
outfits.
Shit.
Yeah.
It was crazy. First of all, you get a full concert now.
That's right.
You get one full concert per fighter.
That's insane.
So you're like, all right, you know what? We're going to watch the fight. And they're like, oh, no, we got to sit through four songs of this rap guy singing.
Yeah.
That sounded very my grandfather. We got to listen to this rap guy singing. When's the fighting going to start? We got to listen to the rap guy doing his rap thing. But then they switches over to the other guy. And you got to listen to four more songs over there.
Yeah.
They take 45 minutes to get to the ring.
To get to the ring, yeah. They got insane outfits that they then have to somehow get out of.
They have to get out of it and then get into a fight after that. It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. Yeah.
All right, so maybe Rocky IV is just, it's one step above real life.
And as always, Stallone sees the future. He already saw the ridiculous in-ring entrances.
Yeah.
He already saw the end of the Cold War. He already saw Russia and America best friends forever.
I mean, he solved it.
He solved it. Yeah. He solved that shit because if he can change and you can change, maybe we can all change.
Maybe we can all change.
Maybe we could all change.
And then, Gorbachev
stands up and fucking applauds.
Yep.
That's right.
Also, this is the movie where Pauly is obviously fucking a robot.
This is a movie where Pauly definitely fucks a robot.
Yeah.
So go back and listen to our robot special where we definitely include the Rocky robot.
It's Pauly's wife.
It's Pauly's wife robot.
He's clearly fucking that robot.
Fucking that robot.
Yeah, he trained it to just jerk him off.
Yep.
Well, the robot was like,
bring beer.
Yeah. Yeah. Bring beer. I mean, that's all Polly needs.
And the robot is the robot transsexual? Because it starts with a male voice and a male name.
That's true.
And then Polly reprograms it to be a lady.
This is just how gender is nowadays.
It's just again, very fluid.
Very fluid. Ahead.
Yeah. Stallone always ahead. Stallone ahead.
He predicted gender fluidity. And robot said, you can
I'm going to say it right now. Stallone, the most progressive person ever.
Yeah. We're not even there to the fucking robots yet. Yeah. But we're going to get there.
But we're going to get there, and Stallone will be right.
And I hope they don't look like giant ants, because this one looks like a fucking giant ant.
It's not a great look. Yeah. Not a great look for this particular robot.
But anyway, we talk a lot about robot fucking in this
We one. Do talk. Yeah, I mean, it's us, so.
Yeah.
Clearly. So then we move on from one 80s mega superstar to the next. It's Eddie Murphy in arguably his best movie, Coming to America.
Yeah, this was an Erica episode.
Erica, yeah.
Hustled hard to get on this
episode. That's right. She was very
mad. She called it way back.
She called it from the minute we said we were doing a podcast. She was like, if you ever talk to me about
Coming to America,
I'm going to be on that podcast.
Eddie Murphy plays 48 people in it.
And it actually works.
And it works really well.
Yeah.
And it also, we talked about it, it created the whole thing about barbershops being cool.
That's right.
And then the movie called Barbershop came out.
That's true. With, many movies called Barbershop.
Yeah. Four movies?
I think four. Yeah. Four or five.
It's what you count, if you count Beauty Shop.
I do.
I do. Yeah, obviously. Yeah.
Obviously.
But all right. Coming to America is a great movie.
It's a very good movie.
It also has a, I think we talked about this on the episode, but, the scene that I was always cut out of the TV version.
Oh, yes. The royal penis is clean.
The royal penis is clean and the topless chick. And then
I never knew that scene existed for a very long time.
Yep. Yeah. Until I saw it as a grown man and I was like, titties? Yeah.
What? He said that. Yeah.
What?
And then he began to run around the room excitedly.
I did like the whoop, 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 whoop. I like on the ground and I spun around.
Spun
like,
around several like times. Fucking,
Like a Three Stooges style.
That's what I do. That's what happens.
That's what I do when I see.
When he sees titties.
When I see surprise titties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Surprise titties. Exactly. If you know the titties are coming.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Then it's just a heart. Eyes pop out, tongue down, whoop, whoop.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're like roll out tongue.
Roll out.
I float up. Yeah. I like jump up.
And then you give the wolf whistle with the wolf face.
Yeah, and my foot thumps on the ground really hard.
Oh, yeah, woo! Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's what I do. If that's regular titties.
Or if they're particularly good, you get the steam coming out of the ears.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Or out of the collar.
Out of the collar.
I pull the collar and the steam just shoots out and it turns bright red.
Yep.
Yeah. Tex Avery cartoons were very rapey. But genius nonetheless. That man was a fucking genius.
Yeah, great.
Also, Coming to America, very genius.
Coming to America, very genius. It is the apex of Eddie Murphy doing multiple characters and them all being very funny.
Yeah.
But because he never overdoes it.
I don't know. Like he doesn't Nutty Professor it.
Right.
Which is overdoing it.
Yeah, which is overdoing it, yes.
Or when that one, he's a fucking robot.
Dave.
Yeah,
or
yeah,
I
yeah.
Am Dave or
yeah.
Inside Dave. Inside Lou and Davis.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Inside Lou and Dave. Inside Lou
and Dave. Where Eddie Murphy plays a folk guitarist.
That was it. Full of tiny folk
full
guitarists.
Full of tiny folk guitarists.
Who are controlling his folk guitar.
Yeah.
Ness. That's the one. That's the one I'm thinking
of. That is the one.
yeah.
Great this music.
Also very funny and great music.
Yeah.
Coen Brothers did that one.
Yep.
This one also is there's a sequel that they're working on.
There is actually a sequel that they're working on, which I don't know. We'll see.
30 years later? 35 years later?
That's always worked out before, right?
Prince, what's his name? What's he up to now?
Yeah.
I'm going to say probably still rich, or unless they go the other way where they're
he's destitute now?
Yeah, because
I mean, he's not with that same woman anymore, right?
I would certainly hope not.
Yeah, she's because she's old.
Yeah, she's old now. He's and he's fucking
and he's
money.
A prince. Yeah,
yeah. He just
you misogynistic patriarchal asshole.
And I'm not saying that I would do it. I'm just saying that when you're that rich,
when you're that rich, and you're a prince,
And stuff like that. Every 20 years, you level up. Actually, every 10 years, you level up.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Perhaps. Yeah.
Every 10. I'm not saying you go full. You know, like having daughters just so you can have sex with them, like in Game of Thrones.
Hey, I don't think anyone has. Well, I would say that, but then there's the. the Targaryens that definitely probably had some daughter fucking.
No, what was his name? That all he would sacrifice.
Oh yeah, yeah,
his sons to Caster, the White Walkers. Yeah, right? Caster, yeah,
yeah, up in the north. Yeah, that would sacrifice the sons and fuck the daughters.
And fuck the daughters. Yeah, yeah. Just for some reason, inbreeding was a thing in the Game of Thrones.
It was fine.
Interesting. Interesting. Yeah. Inbreeding doesn't cause any problems in Game of Thrones.
I mean, I'm sure it did eventually, but he didn't care. No, he would be long dead.
Yeah, yeah. That's, if down the line.
Yeah.
I feel like first baby is born crazy fucked up.
Then if they're that fucked up, just throw them to the wilderness.
That's what he did.
That's what, he did. Yeah.
Also coming to America?
Also coming to America, which I think we're done talking about.
Yeah.
So let's talk about episode 81, Richard Gere, first appearance, I believe. It's an officer. And it's a gentleman.
Ah, which one is
he? He's both of those.
Is he both,
things.
Right?
He is both of those things somehow, some way.
Weird.
He's not really very much of a gentleman, though.
He's not very much of a gentleman.
He is technically an officer.
Yeah.
Barely, because he almost gets kicked out like 18 times.
Yeah, he's kind of a shitty officer.
He's a very shitty officer and not much of a gentleman.
No,
it's a
yeah.
misleading title, is yeah, what I'm
it
saying.
Is. He's not an officer.
They only call him a gentleman because he carries her out at the end.
To that song.
To that song, right.
Yeah. Song, Where We Belong.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But It's the classic shitty dude, shitty like boyfriend or girlfriend, where it's like you act like a shithill
the whole time,
and then make one like grand gesture.
Yep, one grand romantic gesture. Yeah, everything is gonna be just fine.
That always works out for guys, and in reverse, it's girls that just treat you like garbage, but then also sex.
Yeah, so you know you gotta put up with the garbage.
You gotta put up with the garbage for the sex.
It did have Robert Loggia, who played his dad in the very beginning.
His dad is the best.
So good.
So he meets his dad, who is an officer, right?
Yeah,
he's not even an officer. He's just like a dude, and he's like a
no. He was in the military too.
He was in the military, but he's like a grunt.
Yeah,
right.
Because
that's a big thing that he's like, I want to be better than you, and blah blah blah. Go to officer school and be a fucking admiral or whatever the fuck.
But he's like, he has two Filipino hookers
because
he grew up in the Philippines, and then also like he was just fucking horse around his own kid.
That's right.
Which is cool, I guess.
I guess.
I mean, it was a little baller,
emotional scarring.
Robert Loggia's a fucking badass.
Robert Loggia's fucking badass.
He's just like dick out, I think.
He's totally dick out.
Yeah, he shows up dick out in the very first scene.
He's just like, I'm fucking these two girls, like, I don't know, sleep somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. And he's like, I'm going to be an officer. And then Robert Loggia's like, you're going to be a fool.
You're going to be fucking nothing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're not going to be anything. And then, so then he's like, you know what? From now on, my life is going to be the fucking Navy. Until a chick shows up, and then I'm all about the chick.
Yeah. Oh, he doesn't quit the Navy.
He doesn't. No, that's true.
And in fact, she was... Well, so this movie has a lot of women who have a type.
Yeah, this is all about women trying to wrangle themselves up a fucking
Yeah, so this
Navy
is
guy.
This is a very romantic woman, a female audience friendly, right? Like a lot of females really love this movie. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I would say so.
90% of this movie is dudes being like, hey, watch out for those crazy bitches. They will trap you in a relationship by getting Prego.
Yeah, they're gonna
or by lying about getting Prego.
And then what happens? A girl
lies about
getting Prego.
Yeah.
To trap a guy in a relationship.
Yeah.
So it's kind of fucked up.
It's a little fucked up.
It's not a cool movie. When you watch it back, it's like, it's paints women in a very negative light.
Yeah.
Well, the guys are like, well, I'm just trying to be a fucking officer and stuff like that. Like, the guys are painted pretty positively still.
Somewhat, although they're also painted as like they come in. It's a weird situation.
It is a weird situation.
They come into the island to get trained to be an officer, and there's all these girls that show up at the bars because they're like, ooh, fancy
ooh,
military guys.
Navy guys, yeah.
Yeah, and then they have sex with them and leave.
Yeah, so I don't know. Everybody's kind of a piece of shit in this
Kind of a piece of shit in this movie.
And then the one dude who's really awesome in it ends up fucking killing himself in it.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you're right. His friend ends up killing himself, which is crazy. You also get an Academy Award for Lou Gossett Jr., right? As being the drill sergeant.
The yelling
as
guy.
Being, yeah, exactly. As being the drill sergeant that, was it Lee Ermey?
Was that his name?
The real guy. The guy from Full Metal Jacket.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Kind of, yeah, he's just playing that guy.
He literally is. That guy was a consultant on the movie.
Yep, he's playing that guy. And he gets an Academy Award for it.
That's right.
He does get that scene when he fights him.
That is a good scene.
Which is a really good scene.
That is a very
just like,
good scene.
He's just like, I'll fight you. And then they just fight. And it's a really good
scene.
And
there's, you know, there's the classic, I got nowhere else to go.
Yeah, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
Debbie Keith.
He hangs himself because a girl lies about getting pregnant and then is pregnant, but then is not pregnant and then leaves him for
him
because she has a miscarriage or something.
He like quits the army.
Yeah, he quits the army for her.
He quits the Navy for her and then she leaves him.
Yeah.
And then he hangs himself.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah. It was pretty good.
This very romantic pro-lady movie, you come away being like, man, bitches be crazy.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily the message.
I'm wearing two condoms from now on.
Exactly.
Even though the doctor said, do not do that.
Do not do that, specifically.
He's like, do not do that. You'll break the condoms and then you'll end up with no condom. And then he's like, I'm going to say that again because I'm serious. Do not do that. I'm going to wear two condoms.
Yeah. Then you're like, who knows better? The doctor or a guy who's wearing two condoms?
Yeah, exactly. Or the two condom guy.
The two condom guy.
Yeah, I already have two condoms.
Yeah. Well, and look, it's an extra dollar or whatever, but yeah, who cares?
It's twice the protection. It seems like common sense.
It's twice the protection. It's like doubling up your insurance. That always works out.
Yeah, you always get double insurance.
Double insurance on everything.
It's a smart man's game.
It's a smart man's
to get double
game.
Insurance.
It's the same way I always buy two lottery tickets. One lottery ticket's for suckers.
Yeah, exactly.
I got twice the chances.
Are you going to win the lottery with one ticket?
No. Ridiculous. But two? Come on.
No, you cut your chances. Like you get 50% more chances.
That's right. 50% more chances. Double the chances.
That's the numbers are
in your favor.
It's 100%
more chances.
Exactly.
It's double.
Yeah, it's 100% because it's another one. Yeah. Yeah,
so you're basically guaranteed to win.
Don't be a sucker.
Don't be a sucker. Double up on everything. Double up on whiskey. Double up on condoms. Double up on lottery tickets.
Credit cards? Get two credit cards.
Get two credit cards. Max them out.
Sure. Why not?
Just double that shit.
Yeah.
Get two girlfriends.
That's like free money.
You know you want two girlfriends. They're never going to meet each other. It's not going to backfire in any way.
Yeah. They'll never have a friend in common that
it's fine.
Tells each other. No, you'll be fine. Double up. Yeah, exactly.
Double up.
There was a whole chewing gum ad campaign about it.
That's right. Double your pleasure.
You double your pleasure, you double the fun.
Double that fucking fun, man. I tell you what.
That's why it's an officer and the gentleman.
And the gentleman. He's doubling up.
Because
he's
doubled
doubling
up.
Episode 82, Honey, I Shrunk Them Kids.
Yeah, this is the movie where the sets are way more fun than the actual movie, I feel.
This is true. Playing like, it, there should just, I don't know why. So Disneyland, this movie came out in like 1989. Disneyland been around for a long, long time.
Yeah.
How is there not a ride where you're just in?
Well, there used to be a 3D ride.
Yeah.
But I want to be in it.
I want to be in it. I want to ride an ant.
California Adventures has like the Bugs Life area.
That's true, yeah.
But that's like cartoony and shit. Like, I want a giant animatronic fucking ant.
Rick Moranis' mouth to almost eat me.
Yeah, oh my God.
And that's not a sexual fetish.
Why isn't there a giant Rick Moranis head floating around with the fucking magnifying glass?
Yeah. That would be fucking great. Or burn you with a magnifying glass and then actually burning you a little bit.
Yeah, that would be great.
Just a little bit.
Just a little. It's
a little sunburn.
It's all right. Yeah.
Put some aloe vera on that.
It would just like a giant Rick Moranis would just float around California Adventures.
Good.
I'd be all about that shit.
Very good.
With the fucking magnifying glass looking and then talking and you just hear him super fucking loud. Yeah. What the fuck, Imagineers?
Yeah, get on that shit.
Get on that shit. Yeah, so this is a movie where he creates a shrink ray and a giant-y ray? The second one he creates a giant-y ray.
Yeah, the second one is a giant-y ray.
And this one he does too because he has to make him back.
Yes, exactly. The shrink ray does work in reverse.
Yeah. Instead of using it to solve world hunger by making a lot of giant food.
Yeah, I mean, he does make an oatmeal cake that is the size of a house.
Yeah. He instead makes a little couch.
That's true.
I'm going to make the couch
small. I'm going to make the couch very small to the point that no one can use that couch.
No, it's ridiculous. But look how cute it is.
It is good for, in fairness to Rick Moranis, if we could make all of our trash very, very tiny.
Oh, shit.
All that, you know how there's that, like, that island of trash? That island would just be a spot.
Yeah, like, all right, he can solve so many problems.
He can solve a lot of problems.
And what does he do? He shrinks his kids, and then he blows up his kid in the second one.
That's right.
And then he shrinks himself in the third one?
It's true.
Right, I think?
I think so. Yeah. The third one's kind of forgettable.
Yeah. That's probably the...
Also, by that point, I was kind of old.
Yeah, by that point, I was past the point of being like,
of
ooh,
being
I want to go
interested
see
in shrinking. Yeah.
Well, the big stuff looks awesome. Like
that's true.
The giant Oreo cookie.
Yes.
The ant... When the scorpion shows up,
there's
I was very afraid.
There's a lot of great
afraid.
Effects.
Yeah. It was definitely like when you walk, you would think walking around, looking at a giant blades of grass, I kind of just want to go on that set. That's all I want.
That's what I'm saying. That should be a ride. It should be a ride just going on that set.
Yeah. I'm down for that.
It's pretty great.
I also miss Rick Moranis pretty hard. I know he's coming back.
I know he's finally coming back. But yeah, Rick Moranis is great.
Yeah.
In everything.
And he did the coolest retirement ever, which is he's like, nah, my wife is dying of cancer. I can't act no more. I got to raise the kids.
Yeah.
But then he raised the kids. I mean, we were all like, your kids are grown, dude. Come back to acting.
I would say the coolest retirement is I'm just going to like bang ladies and do drugs for the next 30 years.
I should have said the most admirable.
most admirable. Yes, that's fair. The most admirable, like I'm going to take care of my family. Yeah. No, like obviously Rick Moranis.
Class act. I'm going to go on record here. I know it's a hot take.
Yeah. I know a lot of people have problems with Rick Moranis. What with all the sexual harassment suits that he's never had.
Yeah, nope.
You know, he's never molested anybody. I know that's very controversial in today's Hollywood. Never raped a child or anything like that. But yeah. I'm going to say it.
Yeah.
Class act.
Yeah. All through and through. You see those pictures where Keanu Reeves doesn't touch.
Oh, yeah. That's right. He hover hands.
Is that just women or is that guys too?
I think he's just a hover hand guy.
You think he does it because he's like, I don't want to like inappropriately touch women? Or you think he's just a germaphobe?
Yeah. Yeah. I think he's just Howard Hughes.
Yeah. Or maybe he's just like, nah, fuck you. You don't deserve my touch. I'm a glorious man.
I'm Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
I'm the one.
I'm two steps below you, God. Yeah. Like I'm just, I'm at the cusp. It's like I'm right outside of the Holy Ghost.
He does basically look like Jesus in every picture I've ever seen of Jesus.
Yeah, that's true. He looks like Hawaiian Jesus.
He looks like Hawaiian Jesus.
Yeah, I feel like he's just like, nah, I'm not going to touch you. You don't deserve this shit.
You don't deserve
it. You're just a fan.
You are not worthy.
Get the fuck out of here, fan. Also, does he do that to co-stars?
Probably.
Does he hover hand with co-stars?
I don't know. I've never seen him with a co-star.
Yeah, wait a minute.
Is he playing all the roles? Yeah, is he Eddie Murphying this? Is he also Lawrence Fishburne and Carry-On Mouse?
Is he the Tupac hologram?
Did he die
20 years ago and we brought back hologram-wise?
Was he all the Russian guys he killed in John Wick?
Yeah, he played all of them.
He was
Halle Berry.
He was definitely Halle Berry.
What if you just get like a contract and they're like, we have to use your likeness for this movie, but Keanu Reeves is going to play you. Then I'd be like, yeah, do that.
Yeah, that's fine.
As Halle Berry, I would be like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, I'll sit home and, I don't know, count my Catwoman money.
But then he's just doing like hardcore nudity.
It's like, no, that's an extra, what is it, 500,000 a boob or something?
500,000 a boob, right?
500,000 a boob.
Or is it a million a boob?
No, I think it was 500,000 because I think it was a million total for her to do the topless scene.
Yeah, an extra million. Which is weird because now,
yeah,
like that's not that big a deal.
No.
I feel like you could get 5 million each boob now.
Maybe. I mean, inflation, you know?
Yeah.
Of boobs. Also, you can't
you can't be the executive that asks for that.
Yeah, because then you're just berated nonstop.
Weinstein had to fucking also, fake a heart attack to not go to jail.
He's, yeah, well.
But, you can't just be like, hey, listen.
Also,
how much for the titties? You can't do that anymore.
It is. I guess you're right. Maybe is that why... Because we've talked about this many times in private and maybe on the podcast.
Possibly.
But because the 80s gave us boobs.
Yeah, a lot of boobs.
The 80s gave us boobs a lot. And now there's a lot of R-rated movies not giving us boobs. Not giving us nudity.
Not enough boobs?
No boobs.
That's true.
A lot of hard R movies, no boobs.
You know what I'm surprised about? Not only is there no boobs, but it's not also not going the other way. We're not seeing a whole bunch of dong.
No, there's not. There's no nudity. Look, I'm... All nudity is welcome.
Yeah.
You know,
bring it on.
Yeah, get naked, folks.
I don't understand why like a dick is NC-17. You know what I mean?
Is it?
I mean, maybe not like a if you go
and
like
it's hard.
Dick. Yeah. If you get a hard dick,
if it's flaccid, it's an R. If it's hard, it's NC-17.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, I guess full on vagina would be also NC-17.
Is it?
Full-on vagina.
I feel like I've seen full-on vagina and...
No, like spread open.
Oh, spread open. Okay, that's different. Yeah.
Well, I mean, maybe that's vagina, but the legs are spread open. Do you see the whole
show? Nope. Spreading that V.
You see the menorah and the majora. You see all of it. If you see all of it, I think you get NC-17.
Yeah, right? If you see inside the vagina, if they have one of those...
cameras? Yeah,
when they put the stirrups and the whole thing inside, yeah. Then that,
you
that
have been,
is NC-17.
You have been looking at my Pornhub history.
Yeah, well, you know it.
I forgot how we got to the Oh yeah, there's no full dong. That's
there's
what
no
we're
full
about.
Dong. There's no boobs.
There's hardly
is
any
just,
full dong.
It's just fucks and nude and violence. Just fucks and violence.
It would be cool if
and not even the good fucks like you like.
Yeah, I know. It would be cool if that was another story where they're like, hey, listen, who like Daniel Craig? Listen, Daniel Craig, $1 million, you go full dong. Like that was a story. Like Daniel Craig got an extra $1 million to show his cock. That's the thing. It's like we talked about this on the podcast, and I think James Bond, the Atomic Blonde.
Oh yeah, with her because she makes out with a lady. Yeah, and James Bond doesn't make out with dudes.
Yeah, she has sex with a chick in it.
Yeah.
What if James Bond just had sex with dudes?
Yeah.
Which I feel like James Bond would be down. He seems like he's a
he'll do anything for Britain, right?
He's a continental guy, yeah. Right? Yeah.
No, I think if you read the books, you'll find he's a very much not a continental guy. He is extremely racist and sexist. And he will
and
slap
a
lady and a drunk.
Yeah. He makes drinking look fun.
He does make drinking look fun.
I mean, drinking is fun.
Drinking is fun. Yeah. And he makes it look fun because he's just
he's
a
so
mirror
classy.
To society.
Yeah.
So that brings us to episode 84, Look Who Is Talking.
Oh, man. I grew up with this movie. This is the one where the baby talks and shit.
This is the one. This is the one where the baby does talk. It's Bruce Willis, baby talking.
Yeah, John Travolta talks too.
John Travolta talks. One. He dances.
Yeah,
baby dances. Christy Alley's in there at peak Christy Alley, maybe.
Yeah, peakish. I mean, how high Late of a peak do you get to, with Christy Alley?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Cheers.
Yeah, I mean, but it's like this. It's like. Cheers leads into this. This is kind of right where she's maybe a movie star.
Yeah.
Maybe. But then, nah.
But then we all know what happened.
Yeah. Then she sees that cliff and just keeps on going right over.
Yep. Yeah. All the way. Yeah, this is, again, a movie. This is another one of those movies that started with a joke. With a guy being like, imagine if a fucking baby talk, what that baby would say.
Yeah.
And then that's the movie. There
it's
you go.
It's amazing that John Hughes didn't make this movie.
Yeah, actually, you're right. Or a producer to write it.
Yeah.
It's right up his fucking alley. I feel like it would have been sweeter.
Yes. I mean, it would have been better, probably.
It would have been better, yeah. I mean, I like this movie. It's a funny movie. It's funny. It's also one of those movies where they shot the movie and then they're like, all right, what is the baby going to say that's funny? And then they hired writers to write jokes just for the fucking baby to say some shit.
Absolutely. Yeah. There is, I am 100% positive, there is 10 hours, well, maybe not 10, but there is 5 hours of just Bruce Willis saying shit into a microphone.
Yeah.
Sitting in a fucking lab somewhere.
Just fucking making jokes.
Sitting on a shelf.
Different takes, yeah.
Yeah.
And just rando people too, like, because the babies did such weird shit with their bodies and faces and stuff that, like, they had to write jokes for that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, they would just do stuff with their hands, and they're like, oh, yeah, like, I'm just going to, and then we had to write something in there for it. And there's stuff that I feel like wasn't even, like, when he breaks the guy has the Indian dolls and something, and he breaks one.
Uh-huh.
That seemed like they were probably just shooting the baby fucking with thing.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. There's a lot of that.
Yeah. So then it's like Bruce Willis had to be like, what is this thing here? What am
there's
I
also
here?
Probably at least 5 hours of baby footage.
Yeah.
Where the baby's just looking at the camera that they're like, come on, do something. Do a thing that we can make jokes around.
I always think that Penelope Spheeris is a fucking saint because she did the Little Rascals movie.
Oh, Jesus.
And I feel like I would have fucking killed myself.
100%. Yes.
These fucking 5-year-old kids are not professionals.
No.
They are not. They're not camera ready ever.
That's right.
They're not off book. Because they're 5 years old.
Definitely not.
They're definitely not. And
we've had the experience.
They look at the camera
nonstop. We've had the experience of working with 2 5-year-olds.
Yeah.
Can you imagine 15?
Oh my God. And we only worked like 2 days.
That was like 2 days with 5-year-olds.
And these were 45 of them and nonstop.
Nonstop. The entire shoot is about them.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. If anybody.
Bullet to the brain.
Yeah. If anybody like had a reason to kill themselves.
Yeah.
Like that, just like he. Why did you kill yourself?
I had to make a film. We were shooting for 7 weeks with 35-year-olds.
Yeah,
and I, if I was God, I would just be like, "Yeah,
Oh, okay. My God.
If God would be like, me. If you're St. Peter.
Yeah. Yeah,
exactly. He's like, oh, me. If you're St. Peter and you're like, well, suicide's immortal. That, you know what? Never mind. Come on in.
Come on in.
Never mind that shit.
Sainthood immediately.
Yeah, exactly. You're the patron saint of patience. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And Jesus is like, hey, are you talking to me? No, I'm just saying. He's like, well, but I'm right here.
No, but come here and listen to this.
Yeah, but
tell Jesus what you just told me.
Exactly. And then she tells him, he's like, wow, you know, I thought I was pious and patient.
Jesus, holy crap. Yeah, yeah, let's move you
and
up.
And then the holy crap shows up. And like, are you talking about me? Yeah, no, I pooped you out earlier crap, this morning. Yeah. Go on, calm down.
Everybody's talking about me.
Language in heaven has really got to be quite the...
Yeah, you can't...
just all the
expletives.
Time. Yeah. But, I mean, maybe that's why the whole thing about not using the Lord's name in vain. Because once you get up to heaven... It's just constantly like, are you talking about me? No, God. I was just mad. I didn't really talking about you. He's like, well, but you said my name.
That's also the worst because you only say stuff like that when you're pissed off or like something crazy happened. So you're just like, ah, Jesus Christ. And then he shows up and I was like, ah, I'm in my underwear here. I just stubbed my toe.
you're not catching me at my best right now, Jesus.
Yeah, exactly. Like I'm not, I have a, this reminded me of this. I have a, the VR and the PS4 and I have you have to have the camera. So I have the camera.
Right.
The camera does this thing where it turns out that it tries to recognize your face.
Uh huh.
But this morning I got up hungover because, you know, usually I am. And I turned on I had left the PS4 on, so I turned it back on. It wasn't like turning on right, so I was standing up in front of it, but I was naked. So the TV
to recognize your dick. Yeah.
So the TV just like came up and it was just like my dick big on the TV. and it was like lit by the TV, so it's just blue. So it's like the saddest.
Dr. Manhattan?
Yeah, exactly. It was just like the weirdest, saddest looking fucking. I was like, I hope that what they say is true about them monitoring.
Oh, and they're seeing that somebody's getting your blue dick.
Yeah. Somebody's getting blue dick.
God, come on, man. Every time with this shit. Because you know that guy. That guy's hoping. He's like, I know I'm going to see some like hot people fucking.
Yeah.
And then hot 99% of the time, it's just some fat dude with his dick out.
Yep.
It's just always some fat dude with a dick out.
Yep. Because, you know, we're just fat dudes with dick out. Yeah. Out. That's how it goes.
That's how it goes.
There was something else that I wanted to say about...
Look Who's Talking.
That's
the movie we're talking about.
I know.
Clearly. That is obviously.
That's totally the movie we were talking about. Oh, great soundtrack in this fucking movie.
It is a really good soundtrack. Yeah.
I really like the soundtrack. And it's so weird that Bruce Willis did the voice. Like,
it is, because this is totally a movie Bruce Willis would do now.
Yeah.
Bruce Willis not when he was a giant, giant star.
No, he's fucking huge.
Yeah.
But I can see the appeal of just being sitting in a booth and doing some baby shit.
Yeah, yeah. And there was a time where people thought Bruce Willis was funny.
Yeah, back then.
Back then.
Yeah, he used to be a funny guy.
He was a charismatic dude.
He wasn't just kind of like a piece of shit that people don't like anymore.
Yeah. It's terrible to work with and just does stuff for the paycheck.
It's Demi Moore, dude. Ever since Demi Moore left him.
Yeah, maybe
that
He's broke
been kind
him.
Of a garbage person. Yeah.
That broke him.
He dated that porn star for a minute.
Did he really?
Yeah. Yeah, he did a porn star for a minute, and like right after, like what you do.
Right, yeah, that actually makes a lot of sense.
Immediately after divorce.
Immediately after divorce, you did a porn star. That makes a lot of sense, actually.
Immediately after divorce,
I know a lot of guys that immediately after divorce or separation, it was strip club dating.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So. Like, can I get the youngest, hottest chick ever? Because if I'm going to get spotted by my ex anywhere, I have to have like just some crazy arm candy.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, that's what we do. We're scums.
And what we do is this podcast. And if you like it, definitely follow us. If you're not already, Instagram, we're all over that. Podomatic, iTunes, Spotify, basically everywhere podcasts.
Yeah, email us with questions. We are going to come up to some wish list movies. So if there's some movie that you really want us to talk about, please send us an email and we'll put it on there. We'll do it.
For sure, man. Or if you just have questions or comments or stuff you want to feature on the podcast, blockbusternostalgia@gmail.com. All right, until next week, I'm E.G. Seitz.
I'm Francisco Landin.
Wishing you a good night and a good journey.
We love you.